If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. And it's going to be another reunion for Romy and Michelle, isn't it, Cindy?
It's unbelievable. Good morning, Bob. You know, once upon a time, there was this 1997 cult classic called Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Well, they're reunioning again. Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino started filming this week. It was pretty cute. 20th Century Fox released a photo just of their two back of their heads, their director's chairs on the set, and they're holding hands. Very cute. And it's going to be on Hulu, though, this time, not in theaters. Romy and Michelle 2 also has much of the original cast. Janine Garofalo, who we haven't heard from for a long time, Alan Cummings, Cameron Manaheim, Julie Campbell, and Keegan-Michael Key's joining along, Brecken Meyer, and Patrick Warburton, they're along for the ride. And Sorvino said she's been shocked over the years that this movie just doesn't go away. They had a screening in her hometown. She said a 5-minute standing ovation for Romy and Michelle. Who would have thought it? But it was true. And she said this movie means, quote, so much to people in their lives. So the one thing is they will not reveal what the storyline is, but it will be released in 2027.
The fans are happy about that, and people who like Grey's Anatomy are going to be glad to hear that there might be a spinoff coming. Actually, ABC ordered this already, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Grey's, which has been on for so many years, just greenlit a mid-season replacement series for 2027, and it's a spinoff from Grey's. They're calling it an edgy medical drama about a team of doctors who move to where else but West Texas, where everything moves to. It's billed as a last chance for care before miles of nowhere. So it's a little hospital, and it's the franchise's fourth spinoff, co-created by Grey's creator Shonda Rhimes and the current showrunner Meg Martinez. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's will also serve as an executive producer and show up. And it was one of those things that was just given a straight-to-series order for one-hour episodes coming next January.
Tell me why this Sylvester Stallone movie from, what was it, 1977, is sort of being rebooted. Was that a popular movie?
It was only not a popular movie. He played a deaf sheriff. It wasn't even a popular movie with Stallone, who years later told me in some interviews that that was not one of his favorite roles. But he was amazed at how many people took to that, because it's one of the first times he was ever sort of vulnerable because he has this hearing impairment. And now Hollywood's rebooting Copland, and a lot are calling it a cult classic crime thriller. It's going to be on Paramount Plus. And James Mangold, who's a really good director, he directed the original, and he's co-writing, executive producing, and directing this reboot. This, I'm sure, will not have Stallone at all, but it will center on a sheriff in a small New Jersey town. Not sure yet if he'll have the hearing issue, but it would be too bad if they didn't do that again.
Copland. There's yet another musical biopic coming out, and this one's all about Heart. What do we know about this?
I love Heart, Bob. That's one of my favorite bands, and Heart's front woman, Ann Wilson's going around right now. She has a documentary out called Ann Wilson In My Voice. She was in Chicago at City Winery in May, and she's going around showing the film, doing some Q&As, but some interesting things coming out of this. She said there's going to be a regular Heart movie for theaters, which will tell the life stories of the sisters, Ann and Nancy Wilson, the pioneering front women of one of the first female-led hard-rocking bands. Ann's pretty cute about it. She said the two broke the mold because, quote, we didn't want to marry the Beatles. We wanted to be the Beatles. And she is very proud, though, of her doc that's out. It's not really on streaming yet. It should be any second. It's still in select theaters. But she said she just wanted people to know more about me, my kids, my legacy. And it's been a great year for her, too. She was fighting cancer about 2 years ago. She's been given the all clear, which we're all happy to hear that. She's finished with chemo, feeling great. She said it was a pretty scary time, but the music got her through. And she said the first thing she did when her energy came back was she went on her own mini tour again. You got to give it to her. First night, she went out there in a wheelchair and said to an audience, "This is who I am today." And then she took off her wig and began to sing. Hmm. And her voice is still remarkable. She said, as for the sisters, you know how they've been on and off and fighting and not fighting over the years. She said, "No strains today. We're fine. You'll see us on stage together again. We're working on new projects." And by the way, her favorite Heart song, "What About Love?"
And what a courageous person she is. Also, some music news this morning about a band that, well, they're coming to Chicago in June 27th, America.
America, vintage band with so many classic hits. And the cool thing is they have a new album coming out July 10th. America's Back. It's mostly a remastered collection of the band's greatest hits. But also one new song called World of Light, which isn't really a new song. They had it a few years ago, but they've cleaned it up for this album. And then all the staples are on this album, which is called Halcyon Days. And all the good stuff, Ventura Highway, A Horse with No Name, Sandman, Daisy Jane, all there. These guys met as the sons of U.S. Air Force flyers. They were all in London, just the kids hanging out, and they decided to join a band.
And this is World of Light from America. Let's listen to a little bit of this. So that's from the new album dropping in July.
July 10th. And where's their biopic, Bob? They're the only ones without a biopic.
Well, I'm sure they'll get one. Everybody else is. America at the Chicago Theater, June 27th. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
You too, Bob.